Today, again, we're on page 279, Siman Resh Kof Dalad Aleph. So again, we're talking about brachos. We're getting into details of specific brachos. So the Mechaber says as follows, Haroa Markolis. Somebody sees Markolis. Markolis, you might know, was an Avodah Zarah, and you might be familiar, they used to throw stones at it. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it had really a different name, but you're not allowed to say that name. So it was. So they changed it to Kulis, and Mar is in Aramaic is the opposite. So in other words, they call it Mar Kulis, but that wasn't the real name. So if you see, so in other words, the idea is you see this Avodah Zarah. Oh, Shara Avodas Kochavim. Or any other, again, that's an example. It could be any Avodah Zarah. Omer, you make a bracha. What's a bracha? Bracha to Hashem Elokim Melech Olam, Shanasan Erech Apayim Le'ovrei Ritzono. Thanking Hashem that he's merciful. He has a long fuse, so to speak, on those who violate his will. Right? Hashem doesn't want people worshipping Avodah Zarah. We'll see about this in a second. So you make that bracha, and the mechaber continues. Also, v'sok shloshim yom. Let's say you saw Markolis, and then within 3 days you saw Markolis that avodah zarah again. So then, ein ochozem revarch. You don't make another bracha. Saw once every 3 days. So you don't make the bracha more than once every 3 days. We'll see. Ramah, very interesting Ramah. The Ramah says, Vaina, now the Ramah says, Eim Avarchim is also Baruch. We don't make this bracha. And that's why you probably never heard. Now again, it's not just that Avodah Zarah, it's any Avodah Zarah. We still have Avodah Zarah, right? There's Buddhas, there's all sorts of, according to some opinion, Catholicism. So we don't see us making that bracha, right? So the Ramah says, we don't make that bracha. Today we don't make that bracha. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah, because unfortunately, we see Avodah Zarah all the time. You see Avodah Zarah all the time. So you're not making a special bracha, because you'll be making it all the time. I mean, it just tells you something. It's not saying it's good, just saying that's the way it is. And he brings down that even a child who grew up, when they become bar mitzvah, they don't make the bracha, because since when they were growing up, they saw the Avodah Zarah. So they don't have to make it anymore. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes further. It brings down an Eliyahu Rabbah, who the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim says a chiddush. And the Eliyahu Rabbah says, "Dafilu hu lo ra oso v'soch lamed, even if he didn't see any Avodah Zarah within 30 days. So then, according to what we're saying now, when you see it on the 31st day, you should make, again, any Avodah Zarah, you should make this bracha. So the Eliyahu Rabbah says, no, you still wouldn't. Why? Since you live in a world and most of the world worships Avodah Zarah, you live in that environment. So therefore, you want to make the bracha. So that's why you never see us making this bracha. You don't see it. Now the Aruch HaShulchan has, just to get back to the bracha. So again, the bracha is, again, on any Avodah Zarah. Is Bracha Tashem Elokim Acholan, Shanasana Erecha Paim Le'ovrei Ritzono. So the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows, Kolomar, in other words, what does this Bracha mean? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Shlo Tachshov Demahi Shemekayem Ez Zman Harbe. You shouldn't think that just because this Avodah Zarah is in existence for a long time, centuries, right? So you might think, Eino Choshe Shlo Kavi Achol, Hashem doesn't care. He's cool with that Avodah Zarah. There's acquiescence to that Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, that's what the bracha says. So the bracha says, Elo shezo mimidas erach hapayim shakash baruch hu marech apo, the gava delay. No, that's why Hashem is. Hashem, Baruch Hashem, has a long fuse. So, right? So again, you know, when we were learning this halacha, I'm sure you're saying, what's Markolis? It was a popular Avodah Zarah. It's gone, right? It's gone. It took a little while, but that's the way Hashem is. Hashem, Baruch Hashem, has a long fuse, and it's fortunate for us, right? But it's fortunate for the goyim too. But again, you shouldn't think that that Hashem doesn't Hashem is going along with it. He doesn't. Okay. Yeah. Good. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Base. Let's go on to base very quickly. Haruah Makom Shenekar Avodas Kochavim. If you see a place where Avodah Zorah was destroyed, removed from that place, uprooted from that place, there's no Avodah Zorah. So the first halacha is you see an Avodah Zorah. You have to make a bracha. So now, if you come to a place where there's no, like, you know, again, today, again, the Ramah says we don't make this bracha. Certain things maybe are not real Avodah Zorah. Like, you know, like, it's complicated. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, as a buffer, so they went on a tour once, and the tour guide was Rav Scheinberg's, his nephew, Gershon Kalman, great, unbelievable tour guide. He took us into Lebanon to the kever of Abaye and Rava. They're buried there. He said it's a school for, you know, it was a little safer. It was still dangerous. So it happened to be, it was on the top of a military outpost. And to make a long story short, we hit a landmine. Our bus hit our little tender bus hit a landmine, and it didn't go off. And it was all because the soldiers were saying, you know, those things go off all the time. So we all said it was because of the Abaye and Rava. But anyway, so when we were up there, up north, he showed us a place that there was a little statue, and he said that there was some type of thing that was the Avodah Zorah Baal. Now, I don't know, thinking back, maybe one of us should have kicked it over and broken it. I don't know. But be that as it may, like, you know, Baal, it was such a big Avodah Zorah, you know, gone, right? So, you know, it takes a little while, but Hashem takes care of it. So again, you come to a place, there was an Avodah Zorah there. You know there was an Avodah Zorah. Now it's, you know, I don't know what. It's a yeshiva. You know, I know two yeshivas that used to be monasteries. Three, actually. So you'd make a bracha. Imu be'eretz Yisrael. So if that place where the Avodah Zorah was uprooted from is an Eretz Yisrael Omer, you make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem Elokim, Melech Olam, She'akar Avodah Zorah Kochavim Ma'aretzenu. Hashem, bracha, you got rid of Avodah Zorah from our land. But if it's outside Eretz Yisrael, it's in Los Angeles or whatever, Omer, She'akar Avodah Zorah Kochavim Ma'akom Azeh. Make a bracha. Thank you, Hashem, you got rid of Avodah Zorah from this place. The Omer Bishtam Kishem Sha'akart, and then you in both of them, whether it's an Eretz Yisrael or then you would continue and say Kishem Sha'akart also mi makom zeh, the same way that you got rid of it Hashem from this place Kein Takor also mi kol makomos veHashavi leiv avod the same level secha, you got rid of them from this place, get rid of them from other places and all places, and you should bring those who worship that Avodah Zorah, you should bring them back to serve you, right? That's that. Remember the first bracha. And the Rama says, "Vim nekra avodas kachavim b'makom echad, v'nasnu b'makom acher." Let's say they removed the Avodah Zorah from one place to move it, you know, to move it to Bel Air, right? You know, they had to upscale it. So yeah, they moved it from here, but they moved it, you know, like some other place. Mevarach b'makom shnei ekra she'akra avodas kachavim. So then you make a bracha on the place where the makom shenasnu. So you make a bracha on the place where it was removed from. Thank you, Hashem. You got rid of it from here. And that place, when you go like down the 405 and you see it somewhere else, the new place, the Al-Makam Shanas Nulasham, and then that the new place, you make the first bracha that we talked about earlier, Shanas and Erech HaPaim, so you make that first bracha we talked about before. And the Mishpura says, this, assuming it's not within 30 days of seeing Avodah Zorah, okay, fine. Okay, we'll stop here for today.
Out there. Sorry.